On television and on social media, Donald Trump and Elon Musk had a public and bitter falling out yesterday, hurling insults at each other on their various platforms. Musk claiming Trump couldn't have won the election without him, linking the president to Jeffrey Epstein and musing about a new political party. President Trump threatening to save money by cancelling Musk's government subsidies and contracts. This broken bromance is entertaining the world right now. But what's its significance? We'll hear from Sean Whelan in a moment. But first, here's the reaction of residents in Oakland, California. We'll have that in a couple of minutes' time, I'm told. Sean Whelan is on the line. Sean, one comment after another, one post after another. How's it all been unravelling between Trump and Musk?
Spectacularly, Onya. I mean, this used to be called a Twitter fight when Twitter was a thing. X fight doesn't quite sound the same, but they've taken to literally their separate social media platforms, Truth Social, owned by President Trump, and X, formerly Twitter, owned by Elon Musk, to trade barbs with each other. I guess you could say Elon Musk started it, at least during the past week or so, because he had been very critical of Donald Trump's spending bill that is going through Congress at the moment. It's sitting in the Senate awaiting ratification, but facing a lot of opposition there for reasons we'll come on to. But Donald Trump had restrained himself until yesterday afternoon, when he was meeting with Chancellor Merz of Germany and was asked questions by journalists. It was their first opportunity to put things to him after this tirade by Musk, who'd tweeted about 70 times in the previous 24 hours attacking the president's bill, which is really fundamental to his presidency. And Donald Trump rose to the bait and let fly at Elon Musk, and the long-awaited, much-anticipated disintegration of the two men's relationship was laid public for all to see. Musk had formally finished his role as a government advisor. He was on a 130-day contract. That finished last Friday, and he basically felt free to start criticising Donald Trump. But the tensions had been pretty evident for months, and some people had said Donald Trump hasn't posted anything about Elon Musk since the 2nd of April. So that's a sign, like when you don't hear the lion roaring in the jungle, you need to be more worried than when you do hear the lion roaring in the jungle. Yeah. That silence was an indication that things were not well in that relationship between Trump and Musk.
And there have been reports, haven't there, Sean, of various rows and bust-ups with other Trump loyalists, Steve Bannon, Scott Bessent, Stephen Miller. So many really seeing this breakup as inevitable. The question is, what will the fallout be?
Yeah, that is the question, and how it impacts on the presidency and on Elon Musk and his companies. But you're right that there was signs of the tensions going right back to the first week in February, when the reports emerged of a screaming match at a cabinet meeting between Trump and senior figures, including Marco Rubio, because cabinet secretaries were incensed that Musk, in his capacity as the head of DOGE, this so-called Department of Government Expenditure — it was just a small hit squad of computer nerds, essentially, to try and cut the budget — but they were going into other people's departments and ransacking the place, and cabinet secretaries who are legally responsible pushed back. And so that's where the very public tensions right at the beginning set in. But yes, when you have somebody like Elon Musk with all of his money available to him suddenly becoming an enemy, then it becomes problematic. One of the things that Republicans fear is that Musk will use the funds that he had previously dedicated to supporting Trump to now go after Trump supporters in the upcoming primaries for next year's midterm elections. So sitting congressmen, sitting senators who are facing election next year fear that they will be primaried, as they say here, and that opposition characters from within the Republican Party will be pushed forward and propelled by Musk's money, assuming he has lots of money by that stage, because his association with the Trump administration has cost him dearly. His stake in Tesla cars, for example, is down about 30%. The value of Tesla shares, Musk is estimated to have personally lost about $27 billion in the past 5 months, which is not loose change in anybody's language including the world's richest man. Mm-hmm. So it's been personally painful for him, and he faces also crises in the running of his own companies, especially Tesla, but also SpaceX, the rocket company, which depends entirely on government contracts. That's why Trump pushed the button yesterday, saying Musk was upset that we wouldn't back his nominee for NASA director. Trump said he had a Democrat background, but that didn't seem to make much difference. It was more the fact that Musk wanted this guy, and Trump blocked it as part of this falling out that they were having. And also this threat by Trump that he was going to cut off all of Musk's government funding, mm-hmm. which amounts to billions of subsidies of various sorts. And Musk responding that he was going to shut down the Dragon rocket program that is used to send people up to the International Space Station and retrieve them, more importantly, and keep them supplied. He later walked back that threat. But the fallout between the two men is spectacular, and it's ongoing, and it's probably going to get worse.
The Epstein allegation and how that might resonate with MAGA conspiracy theorists, because there's quite a group of them very worked up about Jeffrey Epstein, the late Jeffrey Epstein, and who he may have been associated with.
Yeah, well, this conspiracy theory is there that there's a black book of personalities, senior figures from the US and international establishment associated with Jeffrey Epstein. They were promised that these files would be published. They haven't been published, and that has just fueled the conspiracy theory. Musk tweeted yesterday that the reason they haven't been published is that Trump is listed in them. It's a matter of public record that Trump went to parties at Epstein's house in Manhattan, along with all kinds of other personalities. Mm-hmm. On the New York social scene, there's photographs of the two together. There's video of them together sharing jokes and laughs and stuff. I mean, lots of people were at those parties. It doesn't necessarily imply anything, any wrongdoing on the part of the president, but it is just another barb. But I mean, the torrent of stuff, somebody totted up about 80 tweets or social media postings by Musk yesterday and overnight. So he's just throwing the kitchen sink at the president at this stage. So we'll see how it plays. But again, Trump has been pretty flameproof on everything else.
And this big, beautiful bill, I think that is actually its official name, isn't it? You said it's in the Senate. Its fate, its future?
I mean, this is the big one for Donald Trump, because this is the defining piece of legislation of his second term. And the idea of this one is that it will implement the tax cuts that he talks about. It's really an extension of the tax cuts that he introduced in his first term. They were due to expire next year. He wants to make them permanent. That's going to cost $3.7 trillion over the next decade, according to the Congressional Budget Office. To try and pay for this, he's the bill as it stands has $1.3 trillion in cuts to mandatory spending programs. So that leaves a hole of $2.4 trillion going forward over the next 10 years. And that's got to be filled by debt or something else. And nobody knows what the something else is. We all assume it's debt because that's the way the US budget has been going. And the increases in debt is what has people very worried about this budget program. But Donald Trump says, don't worry too much, we'll work on it. We'll raise money from tariffs, for example. There will be economic growth, the hope value that's there, and we'll try and adjust other elements in the budget. Most people don't think they're going to be able to escape an increase in debt going forward, and that is the central politics of this. Musk is a believer in reducing government borrowing and went into DOGE with the intention of trying to reduce spending. He didn't really get that much spending cuts through, despite all the noise and ballyhoo that was going on. And so that's why they are at loggerheads there. But certainly the bill that is before the Senate now faces opposition. There are at least two Republican senators who are diehard opponents of any increase in the debt, and another four who are inclined to go against the bill, but will probably fold in the end. But it's really, really knife edge stuff in the Senate, really, really high stakes for Donald Trump. And that is where the action is going to be over the next couple of weeks, because Trump wants this across the line by the 4th of July.
Sean Whelan, thank you so much for that comprehensive explanation. And it's just gone 7:30.